Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you live on Sunday nights. Wow, did you make it through the time change today? What is it about just 1 hour of a time change that seems to mess us all up? I don't know what it is. And you know, this is the kind of time change. Actually, this one works out better for me. So here I am sitting at the microphone with you instead of it being 9 o'clock in my brain. It's really only like 8 o'clock. So I'm kind of like a little bundle of energy here for you tonight, a little bit earlier, at least in my unadjusted time change brain. Which, how long does it take you to get used to the time change? Does it take you just a day or two, or are you one of these people that are kind of messed up for a week? How many people are going to show up late for work tomorrow? That's going to be a good one. You're really going to look good with your boss when you show up an hour late for work and you use the excuse that you didn't get the time change that took place in the middle of the night on Saturday night. It's always fun, though, at church on the Sunday where this time change takes place, because you get the folks coming in an hour late to church as it's just ending, and they're looking at you like, what happened? What's going on? Why is church over? What memo did I miss? It's just interesting. I don't know why we do this anymore, this whole time change deal, but I guess we're going to stick with it, it looks like. And what I'll tell you what's really confusing is for people like me who do talk shows and have guests all over the United States in different time zones. And tonight, our guest in hour number two, we're super excited. Daniel Eschelon will be with us to talk about the fact that he's going to be making his book, The Bilderberg Group, that hugely successful book of his. It's going to be turned into a movie this summer. So Daniel is, I think, in Spain. So my assistant, my producer, Faith, is talking with Daniel on Skype yesterday, trying to explain to him that we're pushing our clocks forward. And so it's really going to be 9 o'clock Eastern, but he's got to realize it's an hour earlier than what he might have thought. And she was trying to explain to me how she was going to communicate this to him. And I was more confused than, I don't know, than when we began talking about it. So I just sent him a message over Skype. And maybe our production guy up in Minneapolis, maybe Matt, that would be a good thing to send Daniel a message on Skype and say, hey, just so you know, it's in like 55 minutes here that we're going to be calling you, just so that he knows that we're going to be calling him shortly. Because, look, if we can't get the time change straight here in the U.S., you know, I don't know how people in Europe can adjust to us. And then there's always that weird thing. What is it? One part of Indiana does not change time zones, and then the state of Arizona doesn't. And I think Hawaii also stays out of the time zone the time adjustment, the daylight savings time deal. So how do you do that when you're in one of those states? All right. Just before we go to the program tonight live, just before we go live, 10 minutes before air, I get a weird email. And this is interesting. We'll bring it up on the show. It's financial, right? So I get a weird email from PayPal, and it says that I just used my PayPal debit card, which draws money against my bank account. It says that I just used my debit card in Decatur, Illinois. which is in Southern Illinois. And no, I'm not in Decatur, Illinois. I haven't been in Illinois in almost 2 years. And I'll tell you what's weird about that. PayPal, their debit card is annoying because whenever I go out of the state of Florida, even if I go just across the state, so I live in Palm Coast, but maybe I go down to Miami for the weekend. All of a sudden, if I make a couple of transactions, my card gets frozen and I've got to call PayPal, go through a whole litany of questions so they believe that I'm me. Then they unfreeze my card. And I often thought, well, you know what? That is irritating and annoying, but it's going to pay off someday when somebody gets a hold of my credit card number or my card and is trying to use it in another state. And lo and behold, somebody else was able to use my credit card somehow today in Decatur, Illinois, even though I have it right here in my wallet. I don't know how that happens. Somehow somebody got the number some way and cloned my card and is on a spending spree. They I guess, tried to use it 4 times, were only able to use it once, and now my card has been canceled and I'll get a new card in a few days. But that's one of the really huge benefits of connecting your credit or debit cards to your email account, because you can see in real time when transactions are occurring. And it's very helpful. I mean, they're just a case in point right there of what could happen if you're not aware of it. Well, I stayed overnight, actually, last night in a hotel down near an area called Palm Bay, Florida, which is in Brevard County, which would be about 2 hours south on I-95 of where I normally, spend my time. And my wife is down there on a business trip. She's down there for 5 days. And she said, hey, come down and, you know, join me for at least, you know, one of the days. So I worked it out to go down there, and I stayed overnight at her hotel last night. And we just had an interesting night. We went to a little restaurant, had some dinner there, drove along the beach. And one of the interesting things about Florida is just how beautiful it is here. And every stretch of beach is different. So you may have seen, for example, the beaches in the Jacksonville area, but those beaches are very different. They look very different than the beaches you would see in Miami. And then, of course, Brevard County, their beaches are much different than the beaches that we have here in Palm Coast. But one of the neatest little areas, if you've never seen this, it's kind of a smaller state park here in Florida. It's called Sebastian State Park. And there is a very famous inlet where boaters have a really tough time going in and out of the ocean right there. It's very, very choppy. It's a very narrow section where this inlet connects to the Atlantic Ocean. And I'll never forget it because when I was growing up as a young boy, we used to vacation in Florida. And we used to like to go fishing at Sebastian Inlet. My dad would take us out fishing. We had a smaller boat, like a 15, 16-foot boat. And I remember one time my dad getting caught in that current because he wasn't paying attention. He was reeling in a fish. And we didn't have the boat anchored. And we almost got sucked out to the ocean in this little boat. But I took my wife there last night since we were in the area. And we went up above it and looked down. And I showed her how choppy that water is making that transition between the ocean and the inlet. But they have camping there. It's a really neat state park, Sebastian State Park, there in Brevard County, Florida. A lot going on tonight. Of course, we've got our guest Daniel Eschelon coming up in hour number two. Next week, our guest is Guy Kawasaki. This is crazy. He's got 1.4 million followers on Twitter. And we're going to talk to him next week about social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of those kinds of things that are going on. I've got a huge list of things to discuss here in the first hour. I don't even want to get into this topic before our first break because I'm going to melt down. But I'm going to just tell you what it is, and we'll get to it after the break. Planet Fitness is now on record that they are going to allow transgenders in their locker rooms. And this all came into the news because there's a big news story right now circulating on social media where a woman was in the women's locker room at Planet Fitness and saw a man and said, wait a minute, you're a man. What are you doing in here? Well, they canceled her membership for making the complaint because this man was a transgender. This is bizarre. Men can now go into the women's locker room at Planet Fitness. We'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I have to read this story to you because I literally just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I mean, what is next in this country that we live in? Planet Fitness cancels woman's membership after her complaints of transgender woman in locker room. Midland, Michigan. This is from the website mlive.com. You'll see it all over the internet tonight. A Midland County woman's gym membership was canceled after she refused to stop telling fellow gym members a, quote, man was using the woman's locker room. Yvette Cormier said the incident occurred Saturday, February the 28th, when she entered the woman's locker room at the Planet Fitness location in Midland. This is in Michigan. I was blocked because a man was standing there, Cormier said. It freaked me out because why is a man in here? Cormier said an employee at the front desk told her that the individual identifies as a woman. After taking her complaints to Planet Fitness's corporate office, Cormier said she was told that the gym was a no-judgment zone and that they would not tell the individual in question to stay out of the woman's locker room. The person has not been identified. The slogan, judgment-free zone, is regularly used by Planet Fitness, it says here. Yes, but I thought it was all about a judgment-free zone, not judging you because you're fat or you're out of shape or you haven't been to a health club in 10 years. I thought it was about that. I guess we can't have any judgment about anything now if you're inside of a Planet Fitness and a man is in the women's locker room. You know, if I was at a Planet Fitness and one of my daughters or my wife was in the locker room and came running out because there was a man in there, I'll tell you what, I'd knock that guy on his rear end when he came walking out. That's what I would do, but that's just me. I'm a really judgmental guy, I guess. Where do you draw the line on this, all this weird stuff, really? I mean, when is this going to end? So now you're a woman and you go to a Planet Fitness and you're in the shower and I guess you come out of the shower and a man could be standing there and there's nothing wrong with this. I don't know how do you deal with this in terms of like local laws? Would that not be considered inappropriate at a minimum and probably against the law in most areas that you're a man and you're going into the women's changing room, the women's locker room where they shower? And this is okay because you make a statement that you, quote unquote, identify with the gender of a female. How many perverts are going to do this? Let's set aside these people, these transgender people, because I don't really get into all this stuff, right? I'll leave this to other hosts on the network to get into all this kind of stuff. This isn't really my beat, right? The transgender people. But what if you're just a pervert and you want to just hang out in the women's locker room and take a look at naked women? This is a great line, right? Hey, I'm identifying more as a woman. That's all I can tell you. So here I am hanging out in the women's locker room, watching women shower. In fact, I'm going to go shower with the women because I feel like I'm a woman today. And that's all you have to say. And that's that, right? I mean, this is, to me, Where do we go with this? I started wondering about this because what do you do if you're a public school? Because apparently this is now getting into all the public schools, especially out on the West Coast. Why don't we have the boys and the girls showering together? Duh. Because there's a sexual thing going on there, right? But what do we do now where we have the openly gay segment of our school population? Yes, even as young as middle school, I understand it's now commonplace that they're holding hands, hugging and kissing. The gay relationships are now blossoming in the middle schools. And now we're seeing that. So if I am a middle school boy and I have to go take a shower after my PE class, and there's another boy who is openly gay, is that not the same thing as me having to go into the showers with someone of the opposite sex? The same thing for the women. And then this whole transgender thing where you have someone that still has all the parts of a male or a female, but they, quote unquote, identify with the other gender. I don't know how you do this. I don't know where we go from here. I mean, maybe the only answer is individual bathroom stalls individual showers and changing rooms. So you go into a Planet Fitness, maybe there should be like 10 individual rooms that each have a key and a lock. And you go to the front desk and you get a key and you can get to go in and shower and change in your own room. I probably actually like that. I mean, I kind of like the privacy of being able to, you know, take a shower, have my own little room to do that in, and not have to worry that there's some person that doesn't know what they are that's lurking on the other side of the plastic curtain from me, if there even is a plastic curtain. Just weird. I put this up on my Facebook page today, and people are going crazy commenting on it. All right. Shopgoodwill.com. If you're somebody that's looking for bargains, you might find yourself on websites like eBay looking for those bargains. We've brought this up before, and I wanted to bring it up again because I just bought something earlier today on shopgoodwill.com. It's an interesting site. I wouldn't say it's technologically super advanced, but it does the job. It's an auction site, run by Goodwill. I don't know how this how they decide what goes on the auction site versus what gets sold in their stores, but it's a pretty neat site. There's a lot of things on there, and it's not as super competitive as like an eBay. So you might be able to find some bargains. So if you're looking for something, looking to get a deal on something, use shopgoodwill.com. Try it. I remember years ago, my son, he came home from school one day and told us he needed this calculator that was over $100. And it was one of these deals where I wanted to strangle him because he told us the night before. He comes home, and he would do this to us all the time on any variety of things. He would come in. My wife loved staying up in the middle of the night helping him finish his projects that he would tell us about the night before that were due. So it's the night before. He has to have this really fancy math calculator, and he tells us about this. And so we're panicking trying to get one of these for him. I think we were able to borrow one from somewhere. But then we went on shopgoodwill.com and found the calculator he needed for like $40. And we were able to buy that and get it in just a few days. And we borrowed one in the meantime. But it was a lifesaver for us because we weren't not in a position at that time where we had much money to just all of a sudden with no notice come up with $120 for a graphing calculator or some such nonsense. But shopgoodwill.com, a lot of interesting stuff if you're a collector or if you're just looking for everyday things and trying to find a good deal, check that out. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about the latest case of an unarmed teenager being shot. You won't believe this one and what they're already doing in Madison, Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and here we go again. Let's start the script all over again. All right, here we go. Here's the next name you're going to hear. It's going to be about a month, 6 weeks of probably riots and protests. Here you go. The name is Tony Robinson. And we're not talking about Tony Robbins. It's not that big success guy. No, this is Tony Robinson, who is being described as an unarmed teenager that was shot and killed over the weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. And it's all started already. They're protesting down at the police department. Black Lives Matter is the chant. Hands up, don't shoot. We're also hearing that as well. Here's what we know about young Tony Robinson, the young unarmed teenager who's 19. Do we still have to call them teenagers when they're 19? When they go off to war in the Army, do we call them teenagers? Wow, look at those teenage boys in the Special Forces. Aren't they cute? The teenagers? Look at those teenagers. These are men. Please. 19 years old is a man. I mean, the fact that somehow it ends in A-G-E-R. Are we stupid? We've got to still call him a teenager. This is a big-looking guy here. And here's what we know about him. We know that last year he was convicted, so we can say it. We don't have to say alleged. We don't have to say an expunged record. He was convicted for an armed home invasion and robbery. And it's right here. A Wisconsin shooting victim, age 19, was convicted last year for role in armed home invasion. Convicted. convicted. This is a convicted felon. This is a big looking boy here. And it appears that the officer that shot him, yes, he was white. And Tony Robinson is black. So here we go, right? Who in the world would want to be a police officer in this environment? And the police officer that shot him, by all accounts, is kind of one of these guys who is just off the charts, an incredible officer, an award-winning officer. He's received medals for his service. He's been a police officer for a number of years. Really looks like a guy who is just untouchable, this police officer. And the script has already started. Unarmed teenager, shot and killed. Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot. Tony Robinson is the name. And so it looks like we're ready to go here. I don't know if Brother Sharpton has bought his plane ticket yet, or the Reverend Jackson is en route, but here we go. It is going to be the latest. White officer kills black teenager, black unarmed teenager story. So I guess another town that we get to burn down here, Madison, Wisconsin. Sure looked like a nice town. It's going to be a shame to see it burn to the ground by these hoodlums. But what is it going to be, 2 or 3 months before they start the burning? So I guess if you live there, you've got a chance maybe to get your belongings into a storage unit in another county from where you live. But here we go again. And, you know, in related news to this, I didn't mention it. It was on my list of things to mention last week. Do you know that it was just in the last few days that the Justice Department finally came out and announced that they were not going to prosecute George Zimmerman? Now, this is 3 years after the fact. 3 years after the fact. So you're George Zimmerman, your head's being beat against the concrete, and you're literally about to go unconscious, and you pull out your sidearm in self-defense. You're found not guilty. Not guilty. Which was amazing that George Zimmerman was found not guilty, with all of the protesting and rioting and all of the pressure, that a jury actually had the courage to do the right thing and find him not guilty. But now, he had it hanging over his head for the last 3 years that he might be prosecuted on federal civil rights charges. And they just let him know this 3 years later. But that's not enough. You know, then we move on to Ferguson, Missouri. And of course, we've got the police officer there is not criminally charged. And again, amazing that they didn't return an indictment, that grand jury, after all the pressure and all the protest, but they didn't. And then they left it hanging out there. Well, maybe we're going to do a federal civil rights case against Darren Wilson. But they just announced recently they're not going to charge him either. They didn't wait 3 years like they made George Zimmerman wait. But while they were at the grocery store, they decided to just pick up a gallon of milk. So while they were at it, while they were investigating Darren Wilson, they decided to take a look at the Ferguson Police Department. And it appears that this is mostly based on percentages. And here's how the script goes. What you do is you take a look at a given city and you determine what the various groups, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, what percentage they each make up of the population. Then what you do is you go to the local police department and you pull up the arrest records, the traffic stop records, and then you look to see, wait a minute, there are a higher percentage of arrests here of certain minorities than what they represent of the population. So now we're going to shut that. They're actually talking about possibly suing or even shutting down. I heard one talk show that said the federal government might even shut down the Ferguson Police Department and actually put in a federal police department in their place. What? Yeah, this is what's happening. And we're starting to see this more and more, this whole percentages thing. I saw an article about this happening in the schools here locally, here in Palm Coast, Florida, where what they're doing is they're saying, we're going to take a look at the number of referrals that a given racial group is being given. So we're going to say, okay, we've got black students make up X percent, white students, Asian students, Hispanic students make up X percent. And we're going to look at the discipline referrals. And if a given group has a higher percentage of referrals for discipline than what they make up of the student population, we're going to identify that as a problem with racist teachers or racist administrators. Really? Are we really that stupid? There are other factors here, are there not? When you go into these communities and you do these percentages, the federal government is doing, do you not look at things like poverty? Do you not look at things, for example, like fatherless homes? I think there probably is a common denominator. I think you could probably make a list of those individuals who come from certain neighborhoods or backgrounds where the percentage is disproportionately high, that those folks are being arrested, that they're involved with criminal activity, that they're going to prison. And you can find common denominators. And race might be one of those denominators, but it's not because of their race. It is not because someone is white, black, Hispanic, or Asian that they are predisposed to crime more than anyone else. That is not the reason. And I think it's racist to look at it in that way. Because really the common denominator in crime, especially among young people, number one is fatherless homes. Number two is poverty. Absolutely. And if we don't recognize what the real issues are, and we look at it strictly by race, we're missing the point, and we're missing an opportunity to solve the problem. The problem is not racism in most of these cases. It's not. It's a problem with certain neighborhoods where there is the legacy of crime that just goes one generation after the next. And much of this has to do with people that are trapped in poverty and houses, homes that have no fathers. That's what it's about. That's the common denominator more than anything else. We can resolve this. We can resolve it by preaching that there needs to be fathers in these homes. And we can help people by doing things like making available low-cost education. Because education is the easiest way to get people out of poverty and get them into a different socioeconomic strata. All right, we'll have more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our final segment in hour number one. We are live on Sunday nights. The website is christianmoney.com, christianmoney.com. You can check me out also at Amazon. Just type in my name, James L. Paris, or James Paris, or Jim Paris. You'll see all of my books over at Amazon. I've written more than 30 books, if you consider the books, workbooks, videos, all of that. A lot of them are pretty dated and old, though. So I wouldn't be buying anything I wrote back in like the 1990s. I'm flattered that those books are still there and people are still buying them. Some of those books were written before I was even doing anything online. So don't go after those books unless you're trying to get them as a collectible item. So are you ready for the new week here? Tony Robinson, you're going to remember that this week when you say, that's what that Sunday night guy Jim Paris was talking about. No, we're not talking about Tony Robbins. We're talking about Tony Robinson. And get the new chant. Here it is. Black Lives Matter. So I want to add a couple of chants to that. White Lives Matter. So that's another one we can come up with. Asian Lives Matter. There we go. Hispanic Lives Matter. And that might be popular around the election time, Hispanic Lives Matter. And also a talk show host, Our Lives Matter Too. I like that one. Talk show hosts' lives matter. There we go. Will you see the headline? Unarmed talk show host shot and killed. Not if it's me. Because I am always heavily armed. In fact, I carry so many weapons in my car. It's scary. And I'm able to do that because I have a concealed carry weapon permit. I'm also a martial arts instructor. So I'm always going to a martial arts class, and who knows what's under my seat. You just never know what I might pull out from under my seat or what might be in my pocket or in my pants. You just never know. All right, let's move ahead. This was disgusting, but here's what it does. It brings this issue of internet predators back to the forefront. And it's something we need to talk about more. And if you are a parent and you have a child, and let's just put this, let's put our cards on the table. Let's say that your kid is between the ages of maybe 8 and 13 or 14, whether they're a young boy or a young girl, that is a very, very vulnerable age right now on the internet for these sexual predators. I saw this story in my own newspaper here this morning. Just disgusting, makes me want to throw up. A 19-year-old boy here in town used Facebook to meet an 11-year-old girl that he raped. And this allegedly, for the legal department. And this is in our newspaper. And it's unbelievable. You know, you want to let your kids have a Facebook account. You want to let them use the internet. But I do not think there is anything wrong at all with closely monitoring what they're doing. In fact, some parents are going so far as putting like spyware on their kid's computer where they can actually go back and monitor everything they're doing. They have set up software where they can kind of log in from another computer and watch what they're doing. There is nothing wrong with that. I think you're being a good parent if you are spying on your kid while they're on the internet. I think you're being a wonderful parent. And in my view, kids that age don't need any privacy. There's no privacy. If you're that age and your parents want to listen in on your phone calls, your parents want to check what you're doing online, that's their job as your parent. So drop all that privacy garbage. This is just shocking. Right here in my little town of Palm Coast, where I live, Palm Coast, Florida, 100,000 people live here. It's a small town by all measures. 19-year-old boy now accused of rape, and he used Facebook as the means to be able to lure a young girl to a meeting and rape her. Unbelievable. 11-year-old, allegedly. Okay. The city of Chicago, according to this news story here on my desk, this is from ABC Eyewitness News in Chicago. The city of Chicago is on the verge of bankruptcy. This is according to the governor of the state of Illinois. Governor Bruce Rauner says the city is going down the drain. Voters must consider the city's financial state when they go to the polls. And this is not just Chicago. It's the whole state of Illinois, and it's a lot of other cities in the United States. And I just don't know how you do this. I mean, I love policemen. I love firemen. I believe, like we all do, that they should get paid very well. But we have situations now where I'm regularly hearing people I know, they will work 20 or 25 years as a firefighter or a police officer. And in many parts of the country, you go into retirement as a young person. I mean, maybe you're still in your 40s. Maybe you're in your early 50s. And you are going into retirement in some of these areas with a salary that's greater than what you were getting when you were working. In some parts of the country, I shared this story a couple of years ago. The retired sheriff from Ventura County, California, was getting something like $300,000 a year in his pension. And to make it even more ridiculous, he had started a lawsuit against the county because he felt he deserved more than that. Now, there used to be a time when you were a civil servant, when you worked for a city or you worked for a county, and the idea was that there was kind of a trade-off there, that you were probably going to make less than what you would make in the private sector. But you had a job security that you didn't get in the private sector. You also had usually some really good benefits, you know, working for the city, working for a county, working for a state government. But that's not the case anymore. We're seeing more and more that people in the public sector are getting paid more, sometimes much more than their private sector counterpart. And then when you look at the benefits, it's just off the charts. You know, people retiring after 20 or 25 years with enormous pension benefits. And you know what? If we could just cover our ears and just say la, 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 and just ignore math, just ignore the reality of it, and we all lived in some kind of financial fantasy land, I'm all for it. I mean, let's give everybody $1 million a year pension. I mean, let's all just have a wonderful life and everybody gets that. And let's give it to people at 30 Why make them work until they're 40 or 50? You know, once you hit 50, you're not as active. You won't be able to use the money as much. Let's just let people retire after a good 10 years of service and give them all $1 million. And let's do it adjusted to inflation times two. So let's give them like a 10% a year cost of living increase. I'm all for that. But then how do you pay for it? So, I mean, this is the problem. And most of these states, like Illinois, like California, like the city of Chicago, they make these promises of future benefits and they don't set aside the money to do it. And if you were to do that in any other business, a private business, you would go to jail because that's fraud when you promise someone something that you know you can't deliver. Or if you have a future, like a pension obligation, and you have not funded that or set the money aside for that. And that's what they've done in many of these areas. And so they're kind of waking up now wondering, it's like someone that goes out on a drunken binge, writes a bunch of checks on a Saturday night. Then on Monday, the bank is calling and they're now all surprised that they have bounced checks and bank fees and there's a major crisis with their checking account down at the bank. I mean, none of this should be a surprise. And people living in these areas, I don't know. I have a lot of relatives still in Chicago because I'm from Chicago originally, moved away when I was 18. But I have to tell you that many of them are paying like $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year in property taxes living in Cook County, Illinois. And you'd almost say, wow, that's outrageous, paying $1,000 a month just for property taxes. But maybe you would say, well, but it's all going to a good cause. I mean, at least everything here is solid financially. Everything's being paid for. There are no potholes. We have good government. The money's going towards retirement plans for our civil servants. Not. I mean, not only are people paying, it's like $10 an hour for street parking in the city of Chicago. And we've got people paying $1,000 or more a month for property taxes in Cook County, Illinois, in many, many areas. I've got an aunt that has a house that was built like in the early 1900s. She's paying almost $10,000 a year in property taxes. She almost can't live there now. She's almost got to sell her house. And you say, wow, with all that income, with all those taxes, and they still don't have enough money? Yeah, and who do we have to thank in the city of Chicago? Our good friend Rahm. That's right, Rahm Emanuel. He went right from Obama's Oval Office to the mayor's office in Chicago, and now they're broke in Chicago. What do you know? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Bilderbergs. Who are they, and why are they trying to stop this movie that is coming out about them? We'll have details right after this.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.